Good morning, everyone. It's nice to be with you again on this third Sunday in Advent. Wow, Christmas is getting really close now. Before I start, let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to hear again the familiar story of your Son Jesus coming to earth. Help us to hear you speak to us anew. Amen. Well, it's nice to hear a bit of the Christmas story. It brings the whole thing a bit closer to us as we consider this morning the story of the shepherds. We think of shepherds as being relatively uneducated men, although I think some of them probably were quite au fait with the markets as well, because they would have had to go in to sell their sheep. The culture in the towns was varied, Jewish at heart, but ruled by the Romans. We don't know if the shepherds had any idea of Jewish teachings about the awaited Messiah. They probably did know the feast days of the Jews and the Romans, because everyone loves a celebration, all that getting together. And aren't we in these COVID-struck times so aware of how important it is? Well, the reading begins with the shepherds on a hillside, probably bitterly cold, wrapped up in their cloaks, maybe staring into the embers of a fire. Suddenly, a strange being appears before them, surrounded by a great glow of light. They were terrified. But the angel begins to speak. And he starts, as many angels do, with a reassurance. Do not be afraid. I'm not sure that was really going to satisfy the shepherds, but they continued to listen. The angel goes on, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Good news? What's not to like about that? And joy! Ah! Joy is a gift. I wonder if they'd heard the Jewish people talking about everlasting joy, which we read about in Isaiah 35, or the psalmist singing for joy, which again we read about in Psalm 63. The shepherds may have found their own kind of joy in the midst of creation, through the seasons, the sun, the moon, and stars in the sky, new birth every spring. But this good news wasn't just for them, it was for all the people, their mates, the traders in town, the people in the next village. The angel goes on. Today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. So it's in Bethlehem, not so far away. But then the heart of the good news, a savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. I really wonder if those shepherds had any idea what a savior was, or who the Messiah was, or how he was the Lord. They might have had some concept, some idea of what Lord meant, but not in this context. But what's amazing is that God entrusts this people-shattering, earth-shattering news to this little band of shepherds out in the countryside. Most of them were simply experts in, well, sheep. That was what they knew, not the complexities of Jewish teaching, and certainly not used to hearing from angels either. In fact, they may not even have understood much of what was said. But still, God entrusted this message, this knowledge, to these shepherds, and it was for them to tell it to others, because that's how we have it now written in our Bibles to read. Thankfully, at this point, the angel becomes much more practical. There's a sign of proof to prove his message was true. It was in the form of a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Lying in a manger? That wasn't really very normal. A home, yes. And a baby, well, that's an understandable creature. But how on earth was this tiny baby in a manger also a savior, a messiah, and Lord? As if to underline the message of the first angel, a whole company of angels appears in the sky, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." Well, this adds an idea of God and heavens to the mix. More ideas for these simple shepherds to grapple with. But earth is mentioned too, and they could relate to that bit. And peace on earth would be good, but peace on whom his favor rests? I wonder if they connected that with the joy that the first angel mentioned. These simple shepherds had been given the most amazing, the most precious, the most people-changing, earth-changing news the world has ever known. Treasure for sure. But looking at those shepherds, it was treasure placed in clay pots, a picture that Ben talked to us about a few weeks ago. The words of this passage are so familiar to us that we often don't stop to think how significant the message was then and still is today. That Savior was born for them, but also for us. He stands in our place to bear the weight of our sin and the sin of the whole world. And he dies that we might live. That is his role as Savior. He was sent by God from his highest heaven, and God longs for his favor to rest on everyone, that there may be peace. As we look at the world around us just now with COVID and Brexit, many people losing jobs, income, businesses, others so busy they hardly have time to draw breath, wars in Syria and Ethiopia, the melting of Arctic sea ice. Don't we long for God to rest his favor on us, that there may be peace, work, and security for all, honoring this natural world in which God has placed us? How do we respond to the message of the angels? Are we one of the ones on whom God's favor rests, that we may not only know peace, but be a part of the way that peace comes to the world? That sounds like quite a big mission, but actually it starts in a really small way, by going for as peaceful a life as we can with those around us. The Lord never overwhelms us when he has something for us to do, but he longs for us to listen to him and to follow him. But back to our Bible reading. What about the shepherds? How did they respond? Well, as they used to say at the end of radio soap operas, stay tuned for next week when we hear the next exciting episode. You may well remember how this story ends, but next week, Matt is going to look into it more deeply with us and help us to understand more fully what to make of it all. So let's, at the end of this time, take a few moments to think about the angel's message and how it speaks to our hearts. Are our hearts truly open to hear God's message, even if, like the shepherds, we don't necessarily understand it all? Let's take a moment to reflect. A prayer to finish. Lord, as we hear the familiar words of your arrival on earth, help us hear your message for us in our hearts. Make up the shortfall in our understanding, and help us to consider once again our response to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.